We are joined now via Zoom by two special guests. We have from Daybreak Health CEO Alex Alvarado, and from Chatham County Schools, we have the Senior Executive Director of Student Services, Tracy Fowler. First, thank you both so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Happy to be here.
I'll let you kind of tell the story here. We're talking because Chatham County Schools now has this mental health partnership with Daybreak Health. So let's kind of go back to the beginning and talk about how this started. So Tracy, I'll start with you. What kind of motivated the need for this sort of mental health support?
Yeah, we have had school-based mental health partnerships really for probably the past 15 years. We've utilized local agencies. We've had some really strong commitments from local agencies over the years. And what we found that is a combination of just some increased needs of students. And I think also that it's more difficult for some agencies to get staffing. We realized that we had kids that were on a wait list. People were not able to access mental health services in a way that was feeling really helpful and at ease. You know, we do have families that have transportation issues. Even though we corner up next to Chapel Hill into Wake County, we do have folks that would be a significant drive for them to go to get services. So it was just kind of a combination of a need of our students and then the fact that we felt like some of our local agencies were feeling overwhelmed by the requests that we were sending in for school-based.
And then what was the actual process of kind of making this connection like?
We started looking to see, you know, what was out there. I've seen a few advertisements for some different companies that were doing similar type services. We'd worked with some companies during the pandemic. They provided other types of services like occupational therapy, speech therapy, when we had kids that were kind of getting services from home. So we looked into that, and then we happened to kind of just get some information from a neighboring district about Daybreak Health, and that they were really focusing in on providing teletherapy for, you know, any student that would need the services. And so we just started the conversation. They were the only company that we found that offered services in the way that they do, and to be able to work with a model that we already had set up. So it was just really just kind of seeking that out, but also finding somebody that was really there to meet a need that we were observing that we had.
That's the voice of Tracy Fowler, Senior Executive Director of Student Services for Chatham County Schools. We also have Alex Alvarado, the CEO of Daybreak Health. So Alex, this would be a good time for you to just tell us about Daybreak Health first, and then we'll get into how these connections with school districts come about.
Happy to. So Daybreak Health is a leader in providing school-based mental health services to school districts and students across the country. I actually started Daybreak after my younger brother went through a series of mental health issues during his middle school and high school years that ultimately ended up with him having to drop out of school. And through that, I really learned the importance of mental health and not just a child's healthcare and well-being, but also in their ability to access their education, and really felt that Daybreak should dedicate its mission to supporting school districts in providing the best mental health services in an equitable and accessible way to students. So that's our mission. And, starting in January, we were able to start this partnership with Chatham, where all K-12 students have access to Daybreak's evidence-based teletherapy services, and they can receive 12 weeks of teletherapy sessions with Daybreak's clinicians. And our program, as Tracy mentioned, is really similar in philosophy to how Chatham thinks about working with their students already. We're hoping to treat students to a place of concrete improvement. So watching their symptoms improve, but also helping them functionally and behaviorally in school and at home. And, you know, we're proud to report that in general, about 81% of students that work in the Daybreak program see significant symptomatic improvements. And, you know, we're seeing that so far with the fast start we've gotten off to Chatham County, where they've been able to make a lot of referrals into Daybreak. We're seeing those similar levels of improvement. So that's a little bit about Daybreak and the partnership from my perspective.
Thank you very much. That's Alex Alvarado for the CEO at Daybreak Health, and Tracy Fowler, the Senior Executive Director of Student Services at Chatham County Schools, is also joining us. Let's talk a little bit more about that. Alex kind of made an allusion to the number of referrals that there have been from Chatham schools. Does it feel like it's being utilized?
Absolutely. We started sending in referrals at the end of January. And when I looked, it's been a couple of days since I looked into the portal where we can see where the kids are in the process, but there were about 50 kids listed. I think what we've done as our student services staff, we've really tried to prioritize the kids that we knew were on wait list, where we had had conversations with families that this was a need. And so where they were trying to find out, you know, find a solution for kids receiving the services. And this also kind of talking today about this and some information that we're sending out, we're going to make this more widely known to, you know, all of the system, but we did want to get those kids situated first. But very quickly, schools were putting in referrals. Very quickly, they were being matched with therapists, and we were able to see the process of how that's happening. So the schools who did the referral, the staff who did that, they can kind of see where the kids are in that process.
I'm going to open this question up for both of you. If there's a student in Chatham County Schools that is referred through Daybreak, what does that look like for the family? Like once that process begins, what would that look like for the student and for the caregivers for the student?
I can answer this part, Alex. So what we would do as a school system, our counselors and social workers do the actual referral. So they would have conversations on the front end with families to see what their interest level was in receiving the services. And from there, we would do that referral. And then, Alex, I'll turn that to you so you can share the process through Daybreak.
Amazing. Thanks, Tracy. And it's so important that our school-based partners, the counselors, are having those conversations with the families up front and letting them know about Daybreak services. Some of the really important things that are important for the families to understand is that, number one, there will never be a cost to the families. Our equipment is that we make these services, affordable at no cost to all families that need them. And two, that their child will be matched with and working with a clinician that really makes sense for them and understands them. So the first step, actually, once a referral is made by our school partners, is that we do an intake with the child. This is about 50 minutes, and we learn a little bit more about their needs, and the parent is welcome to join as well. But through that process and getting to know the family, we are then able to make a match to the clinician that is the best fit for that child, whether it's based on the language that they're most comfortable with, cultural background, or just something as simple as the need that they're presenting with and the specialty area of the clinician. Schedule is also quite important, as you might imagine. And so what the schedule that works for the family is taken into account of when the child might be able to join sessions. So the match is made to the clinician, and then the Daybreak clinician is able to work with that child and the family on an ongoing basis, usually once a week in a 50-minute teletherapy session for, on average, 12 weeks, although the length of treatment may vary depending on the needs of the individual kid.
We're visiting with Alex Alvarado, CEO at Daybreak Health, and Tracy Fowler, Senior Executive Director of Student Services for Chatham County Schools. And I don't really have a question here, but I just can't really stress enough how fantastic this is, that this is happening in general, but also specifically in our community. So, Alex, thank you for working on this and making this a priority. And Tracy, thank you for seeking this out and making it so. I do have a couple other questions, then we'll need to wrap up. One question just is, and I think you kind of made reference to this, Alex, are you partnering with other school districts in North Carolina?
We do. We are honored to be working with students and families in districts like Guilford County Schools and Alamance Burlington School System, and we're continuing to partner with more and more districts across North Carolina every day.
And Tracy, is there anything else that you want to talk about? And as we've got just a couple of minutes left here, and the impact that you expect this to have, or any of the logistics that we haven't covered yet?
I think one of the main things that is really exciting is, you know, I've already kind of focused on the fact that we were finding matches for students and finding therapists for students was starting to be a real challenge. But one of the great things about Daybreak is just their real commitment to matching students with therapists who they thought they would work really well with. For our students of color to be able to have a therapist also of color to kind of really work and understand the needs that are specific to them, I think is an amazing thing. The fact that we had this availability for conversations with our families and in a language that they prefer is amazing as well. Those translation services are not always easy to find. So when you're already struggling to find therapists, to find somebody who fits those two categories, or it's really impossible sometimes. So I'm very excited that we're able to offer that as well as we think about kind of meeting the needs of all of our kids.
Alex Alvarado, anything to add to that?
The last thing I would say is I really appreciate and commend the leadership of Tracy and her team, not only at the district level, but the school counselors and the social workers who are working to really identify these kids and make the referrals. Daybreak's mission to support school districts is for a reason. It's because the folks in these school systems are doing all the hard work on the front lines. And so we're just honored to continue to be able to support Chatham and excited to hopefully continue to support more schools and school districts across North Carolina, as this is, it's just such a pressing need. And I think it's never been more obvious that mental health is a prerequisite and kind of inextricably linked to student success.
Alex Alvarado and Tracy Fowler, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you again for the work that you're doing.
Thank you.